坐 pray in silence。
我们来低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us come and have this morning service.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名开始我们安息日的聚会。
Now let us sing hymn 359.
我们来唱诗359首。379首。感谢神为我们提供了这安息日。
We ask God to give us a peaceful heart.
愿神给我们一颗平安的心。
And come to the Lord our heart so that we can worship in the Lord.
来到主的面前，所以我们可以来敬拜他。
Let's all kneel down, pray together, and ask God's guidance. 奉主耶稣的圣名讲话。
奉主耶稣的圣名讲话。
This morning, I'd like to share this topic, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled.
我今天想跟大家分享的题目是你们心里不要忧愁。
This is the book of John, chapter 14.
这个是在约翰福音第十四章里面。
John, chapter 14, verse 27.
约翰福音第十四章第二十七节。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
约翰福音第十四章二十七节。
And peace I leave with you, my peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, not let it be fearful.
约翰福音十四章二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的。不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Jesus here encourages the disciples, say, "Peace I leave with you, so that you do not troubled in your heart."
主耶稣在这儿呢，鼓励他的门徒说：“我留下平安给你们，所以你们不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。”
And maybe some people ask us, if you believe in God, what is the benefit to you?
有人可能也许会问说：“如果你信神的话，对我有什么好处呢？”
Then we as a Christian says, because we can have a peace within our heart.
我们作为基督徒的就说，这样的话我们心里就得平安。
Then why are people seeking their life, job securities, financial freedoms, and relationship issues? Because they want to gain this peace in their heart.
世人为什么去追求工作的稳定，收入的满足和家庭关系的和睦呢？就是希望心里得平安。
We find out in our life that there's a lot of stress when we live in this world.
我们住在人住在这世界上，就会知道我们有很多很多的压力，很多的愁烦。
Yeah, many times we find out their trouble in their heart. They anxious for something because they do not have God in their heart.
我们经常发现有很多人心里面。有很多的问题，有很多的压力，就是因为他们没有神。
At this time, in John chapter 14, from the beginning, Jesus mentioned from the verse 1 said, let not your heart be troubled.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章第一节里面一开头就讲到了，你们心里不要忧愁。
The verse 27 as a same word that Jesus mentioned from verse chapter 14 verse 1, let not your heart be troubled.
那在二十七节里面就跟第一节相呼应，讲的是一样的信息，就是你们心里不要忧愁。
The first message and Jesus talked to his disciple the way he said, don't be troubled in your heart.
那在第一条信息里面，主耶稣跟他的使徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
And he says, believe in God and believe also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
If as a Christian, if we have a trouble in our heart, we cannot maintain our heart with in peace in our life, then because we do not believe in God truly.
我们如果作为基督徒，但是心里面还仍然会有忧愁，就是说我们对神的信靠是不够的。
At this time when Jesus, The leader, he led his disciple for three some years of during his ministry.
在这个境界里面，这个时间是主耶稣当时已经带领他的门徒三年左右了。
He always physically he stayed with his disciple.
他主耶稣是切身与门徒住在一起的。
And he knows as the time comes now he about to die on the cross and then after 3 days he ascend to heaven. He knows physically he separate from his disciple.
他知道从肉体上他将与门徒分开，因为三天之后他要升天。
So ahead of time, Jesus talked to his disciples, saying, "Let your heart be troubled, but just believe in me."
所以在这之前，他就知道，就先告诉他的门徒，你们心里不要忧愁。
Yeah, at this time, still, disciples, their faith is like a little baby stage.
那在这时候，他的门徒的对神的信心呢，还是好像一个小 baby 的一个那种级别。
But when Jesus was next to them, they feel secure.
当主耶稣切身与他们在一起的时候，他们心里会觉得很有安全感。
So、Jesus knows that and now have to encourage them to truly let them believe in God.
主耶稣先知道这个问题，所以就希望他们可以能够真正的信靠神。
So Jesus here promised to his disciple, verse 2 mentioned, "In my Father's house are many dwelling place."
所以在第二节里面，主耶稣就说，在我父的家里面有许多住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们去预备地方去。
So Jesus here mentioned to his disciples that the way I have to depart from you physically, because I will go there to prepare the place so that I come back to you, bring to there.
主耶稣在这儿就告诉他的门徒，就是为什么我要与你们分开，就是因为我去原是为你们预备地方去的。
So Jesus talked about the temporary separation, but the everlasting dwelling with them in the future.
主耶稣在这儿讲的就是暂时性的分离，但是却有永恒的在一起的。
So our faith is our faith within this promise of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们对主耶稣对我们的这个应许的信心呢
？And maybe because we have a trouble in our life, financially maybe.
尽管我们生活里面有时候有经济的问题啊，或者是有生活的问题。
Different kind of stress maybe in this world in our life.
或者是我们生活里面经历不同样的问题。
But we have to understand our destiny is in the kingdom of God. That Jesus prepared for us for this kind of dwelling place.
我们但是一定要记得，我们最终的去处就是主耶稣给我们预备的，永恒的天国。
If we have this kind of hope in our heart, then we never be dismayed or discouraged.
我们如果心里面有这样的盼望呢，我们就不会胆怯，就不会有忧愁。
Because otherwise our life is always face a lot of stress that we cannot overcome it.
否则的话，我们生活里面充满了烦恼和问题，我们没有办法解决。
But we have to struggle our life in this world, that which is belongs to in this world.
那我们就把属于这世界的生命，在这世界里面充满了烦恼和困难。
But because we believe in Jesus Christ, He is our God, our Lord.
因为我们信主耶稣，他是我们的神，是我们的主。
He is the one the promise to us for the eternal heavenly kingdom.
他是给了我们永恒的天国应许的主。
And also that he will prepare for us and coming back, and then we will receive this kingdom and he will be with us forever.
他也是去为我们准备这地方，也会再次来，然后接我们去他预备的天国。
Now let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
我们来看希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 13.
希伯来书第十一章第十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse from 13.
希伯来书十一章十三节。
Chapter 11 from 13 to 16.
十三到十六节，希伯来书十一章十三到十六节。
So all these die in faith without receiving the promise, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance.And having confessed that they were strangers and exile on the earth, verse 14. But those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own, verse 15.
15节.
And indeed, if they have been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return, verse 16.
16节.
But as it is, they desire a better country, that is the heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
希伯来书十一章十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
In Book of Hebrews chapter 11, you talk about all those the Old Testament time, those believers, they with the faith they are called and they follow the God's way and they all died.
希伯来书十一章是讲在旧约时期的信神的人，他们受到神的呼召，他们建立了对神的信心，然后他们死去。
You know, all these of the like such as like Noah and Abraham, they are all the faith. They were all faithful to God during their life.
就是像诺亚和亚伯拉罕这样的人物，他们一生都守着对神的信，并且这样死去。
But yet they do not receive the promise.
但是他们并没有得到应许。
But yet they are seeking their life for the better country as strangers and exile on the earth.
他们在这世上是客旅寄居，却在寻求羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Actually, you find out, we think about like a life of Abraham.
我们来看亚伯拉罕的生活。
And he came to the strange place, like a land of Canaan.
他来到迦南地这个陌生的地方。
God promised him for this land to be given to him and his descendant.
那神对他做了应许，要把迦南地送给他和他的后代。
But yet in his lifetime, he never have seen that this whole country, the land to be in his own.
但是亚伯拉罕在他有生之年却从来没有见到这迦南地变成了他拥有的地方。
But this promise turned out to be to his descendant.
但是这应许却是为他的后代所应许的。
But after a long period of time, later on, it come true to his descendant.
但是经过了很长一段时间，这应许却在他子孙身上应现了。
But for them to they received this promised land, it's not the heavenly, but the land that belongs in this world.
但是就算他们得到的这迦南地，也并不是天国的美好的城市，而是属世界的一个城市。
Even though when they received this promise to this world, they kept the faith until the last of their life.
就算他们得到的应许是这属世的应许，但是他们的信心却一直坚持到了最生命最后一刻。
But this kind of faith also is come from verse 16 says, but as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one.
这样的信心就来自希伯来书十一章十六节第一句话讲的，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
The ultimate faith is not actually that belongs in this world.
终极的信心不是属世界的信心。
They strive hard to live in this world yet, but their true hope is in the one that God prepared for them, that this city, this kingdom in heaven.
他们虽然在这世上努力的生存，但是他们的希望盼望却是在天上的一个更美的家乡。
But for us, it's a better country, truly.
对我们来说，我们已经生活在一个更好的国度了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, he promised us this better country.
因为主耶稣已经向我们应许了这更美好的国度。
We don't know, because we are maybe in your life have encountered many troubles, many a challenge in your life.
也许我们生活里面都已经经受了很多的苦难和挑战，
But we never be discouraged.
但是我们从来不会因为这样而胆怯，
Because his promise is still stands for us.
因为主耶稣对我们的应许是不变的应许。
And let's turn to the book of First Peter chapter 1.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1,
彼得前书第一章
verse 3 and 4,
第三和第四节。
Blessed be the God of and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4. To obtain inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. And also the Peter, he mentioned about that, to obtain inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and also will not fade away.
在这里面主耶稣讲到了非常重要的一点，就是我们可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残的天上的基业。
This kingdom is reserved in heaven for us.
这个天国是在天上为我们而预备的。
You know, the Peter, when he wrote these letters, there's a great persecution to come upon this Christianity.
当彼得在写这封书信的时候，他已经受到了很大的逼迫。
So the Peter holding their faith to have this hope in their heart.
所以，是基督徒在当时那个时代受到很大的逼迫。那彼得是用这样的信心来鼓励其他的基督徒。
He understood that there's a coming of like a persecutions and the challenge in their faith.
他理解这样的逼迫就是对他们信心的挑战。
So the verse 7, here Peter says, the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第七节说，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Yeah, verse 6, he mentioned about this you greatly rejoice.
第六节里面讲到，因此你们是大有喜乐。
Maybe because in your life have in this world maybe have been distressed or from the trials and temptation, trials and the suffering.
也许我们在这一生属世的生活里面有受到很多的试探、试炼，还有一些困苦。
Because ultimately bring you to make a perfect faith, to gain this true hope in your heart.
但是最终是为了要我们得这样的信心。
So I hope that we never be discouraged in our daily life.
所以希望我们不会因为日常生活里面而得到了而犯胆怯。
That's why Jesus is telling us, let your heart be troubled.
这就是主耶稣跟我们所讲的，你们心里不要忧愁。
Now let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们来看哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Chapter 15, verse 57 and 58.
哥林多前书第十五章五十七到五十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 57 and 58.
哥林多前书第十五章五七五十八。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abandoning in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. This is the encouragement from the Apostle Paul.
这就是使徒保罗给我们所做的鼓励。
And verse 57, thanks be to God who give us the victory.
第五十七节说，感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
But sometimes I heard about that, some member they come to the Lord for many years and then end up after tens of years they walk away from God.
我听说我有一些弟兄呢，或者是姐妹，我们教会的。他们信主几十年，最后却从教会离开。
They give up their faith or from their victory.
他们从那个得胜的信心里面放弃。
Because our life, this battle in this world is very important.
因为我们在这世界上的征战是非常重要。
If we cannot make a victory in our life of our faith.
如果我们在信心的世界里面不能够得胜的话，
then it related what the eternity issues are.
这个是直接关系到我们永生的问题。
Only who make the victory, they can receive the eternity and the kingdom of God.
只有在这世界上信心得胜了，才能够得永生。
So here, the 57, Paul said, "Thanks be to God who give us the victory."
所以第五十七节，保罗说，感谢神给我们得胜。
It is a blessing that 2013 is about to finish.
这是神给我们赐的福，2013年要过去了。
And you and I, we're marching together to reach to the end of this for the victory of this year.
我们一起迈向2013年。的结束，以信心的结束。
The victory is like every year it's every year on everyday basis we can continue make a journey with it together.
胜利就是说我们每一天都可以一同经过这一段旅程。
So we can encourage it together. We can pray for together.
我们可以互相鼓励，我们可以互相祷告。
If we criticize each other.
我们如果是互相批评的话
，If we're seeking for our own weakness to be revealed, so that we can point it out each other, then there's not enough strength that we can gather together to make this victory.
如果我们是互相挑毛病，把缺点都这样全都以挑毛病为重点的话，那我们就没有办法互相鼓励。
We have to work together.
我们一定要一起工作。
We have to pray for each other.
我们要为互相祷告。
Because this journey seems like a lot of challenges actually.
这段旅程看起来是有很多的挑战。
And sometimes our faith getting weaker too.
有时候甚至连我们的信心都会变得软弱。
So we have to be one body of Christ.
我们一定要成为基督的一个
身体。We as one family as.
我们就要像一个家庭一样。
We can work together.
所以我们才能一起。
So everybody here all make a successfully reach to the kingdom of God.
所以我们在座的每一个人都可以去往天国。
And let's go back to the chapter 14, John chapter 14.
我们再回到约翰福音第十四章来看。
John chapter 14 from verse 7.
约翰福音第十四章第七节。
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Verse 9. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father.How do you say, show us the Father? And this time, so when here, Jesus talked to Philip about the mention about showing him, showing his Father, the God.
在这段经节里面，主耶稣是向腓力讲，腓力问主耶稣，求主将父显现给我们看。
And so here's the important point is we can find how we our heart not in trouble.
在这里面有一个很重要的一点，就是我们怎么样让我们的心里可以不要有忧愁。
Because we truly know him and we have seen him.
我们是不是真正认识他？是不是真正看到他呢
？And we have to, as Christians, if we do not have experience of seeing him,
我们作为基督徒，假如没有经历过亲眼见到神的话
，naturally our faith can be weaker.
很平常的，我们的信心就会变软弱。
So we have to ask ourselves throughout the 2013, we have seen him in our heart.
所以我们要问心自问，我们在2013年里面有没有看到神
？The several point we can think about how we can see our Lord Jesus Christ in our life.
有几个重点我们可以来这样想，就是我们怎么样能见到主耶稣呢？怎么样可以看见
？Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
我们来看马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 here is, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
马太福音第五章第八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
If our heart is not pure, that means we cannot see God.
所以我们这儿可以看到，如果我们的心里不纯洁的话。不清心的话，我们就看不见神。
But with an unclean heart, we're trying to see him, but we cannot see him.
怀着一颗不洁净的心，我们尽管想见主耶稣，但是却看不到他。
One of the eight blessings Jesus mentioned how we can see him is the way is blessed are the pure in heart.
那天国八福里面，主耶稣讲到，其中一福就是清心的人的福。
Now while we come to the Lord every Sabbath day,
我们为什么每个安息日、每个礼拜六都要来敬拜神
？We come to the Lord, come to God to see Him.
我们是来敬拜神，来看神。
In order to maintain our heart to be pure enough to see Him every Sabbath day.
但是如果你不是每一个安息日都怀着一颗清心来的话呢
？Now while we listen to the Word of God.
那我们还为什么要听神的话呢
？Why we have to receive the Word of God in our heart？
我们为什么要从心里面得到神的话呢
？Because we want to cleanse ourselves.
因为我们想清洁我们自己。
So we can have a pure in heart, so that we can see Him in the house of God.
所以我们有一颗洁净的心，我们可以看到神，所以才来到神的。
In John chapter 17, and Jesus when he prayed to God.
在约翰福音第十七章里面，当主耶稣向神祷告的时候
，He mentioned to us the importance of the Word of God.
他对我们说了神的话的重要性。
And Jesus prayed in the verse chapter John chapter 17 verse 17 he says, "Sanctify them in the truth."
约翰福音十七章第十七节里面就是求你们用真理使他们成圣。
Thy word is the truth.
你的道就是真理。
So every Saturday we come to the Lord, we can sanctify us through with the Word of God.
所以我们每个礼拜六都来敬拜神，就可以清洁洁净我们的心来敬拜神。
We can continue cleanse our heart with the Word of God.
我们可以持续的用神跟我们讲的话来洁净我们的心。
All the filthiness of our heart to be cleansed by the Word of God.
让我们心灵污秽的东西都被神的话语所洗干净。
So that we can continue to see Him and have seen Him.For our daily life.
所以我们可以继续的看到，就像我们每天都可以看到他一样。
We understand there's a lot of temptation in this world.
我知道在这世界上有许许多多的试探。
Such as like a greedy heart.
诱惑，就像贪心一样，贪婪一样。
You know, heart can be easily to be greedy heart to be.
因为我们的心很容易变得贪婪。
We can love the world easily.
我们可以很简单的就爱上这世界。
Because the kingdom of God, we cannot see from our physical eyes. I mean, our physical eyes.
因为天国是不能够用眼睛看到。
Because these eyes belongs to this world.
因为我们这一双眼睛是属世的。
That we want to see things from this world.
是这双眼睛是看到属世的东西。
So that's why we have to cleanse ourselves with the Word of God.
所以我们要用神的话来洁净我们的心。
And also, we can understand with the understanding of the Word of God, we can also experience of Him, so that we can avoid this anxious for our life.
并且理解神的话语，我们也可以体验神，也可以从这世界的束缚中，从这世界的困苦中。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
我们来看马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第十三章。
Chapter 13 verse 19.
第十九节。
This is what Jesus talked about in a parable of seed.
马太福音十三章第十九节，这个是主耶稣所做的一个撒种的比喻。
Chapter 13 verse 19.
十三章十九节。
That when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatched away what has sin sown in his heart. This is the one on whom the seed was sown beside the road.
马太福音第十三章十九节，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去。那就是撒在路旁的了。
Because I mentioned about the Word of God cleanse our heart.
我刚刚讲神的话是可以洁净我们的心。
But the Word of God coming into our heart, but this Word as it is cannot come into our heart, then Satan come and snatch this Word away from our heart.
那神的话让我们听到了以后，但是却并没有在心里面。所以撒旦就会把这种子偷走。
So avoid to understand the word of God.
所以就避免了我们理解神的话语的。
If our mind is occupied by the whole world.
假如我们的意念、心思意念是被这世界 所占据的话。
Our mind is occupied by the greedy heart.
我们的心思意念被贪婪所统治。
The nature of the word of God even coming into our heart, but it cannot be coming truly down to the to heart to grow to bear the fruit.
所以神的话虽然可以到我们心里，却并不能在里面扎根，并且结果发芽结果。
So we have to ask ourselves.
所以我们要问清。
We come to the Lord.
我们来到主的面前。
A word of God coming in.
但是有什么话到了我们心里面？
But this word doesn't work within our heart.
假如他的话根本都不在我们心里面。
Then it's not a word of God is a problem, but our heart is a problem.
那就不是神的话的问题，就是我们心的问题。
That's what Jesus mentioned about the parable of sower.
主耶稣又讲到了
Verse 9, the parable of sower in chapter 13.
在那个是篦子的比喻。
Maybe we have to ask ourselves, maybe our heart is just like beside the road.
我们就要问我们自己，也许我们的心就像那个路旁的地一样。
And also the verse 20 and 21, you mentioned about the different kind of field also mentioned that Jesus.
那在第二十节和二十一节里面就继续讲到了主耶稣讲。
If your heart is my heart is become like the rocky place.
假如你的心我的心是一片石头地的话。
If our heart is like in a place like verse 22 he mentioned that it's like a thorn in our heart.
假如我们的心就像主耶稣讲到像是一片荆棘地的话。
Then we have to cleanse all this, to clear out all this from our heart.
所以我们就要把心里面的这些荆棘和石头都要把它修整干净。
So our heart is enough to receive the word of God.
所以我们的心可以有听到神的话的地方。
Truly the word of God work within our heart.
所以神的话可以真正在我们心里面工作动工。
Matthew chapter 13 verse from 12.
马太福音第十三章从第十二节。
Matthew chapter 13 from verse 12. For whoever has to him shall more be given, and he shall have an abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has shall be taken away from him. 13. Therefore I speak to them in a parable, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor they do understand.
马太福音十三章第十二节，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。十三节，所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Jesus here gave us a very intention when he preached the gospel to the people.
主耶稣在这儿给了我们他们的他的意图，当他在传福音的时候，他的意图是这样。
He doesn't want to give this word to the actually to everybody.
他并不是要把这话讲给每一个人听的。
Those whose heart is open can receive the word of God. So only to those who can receive it.
是只有心灵为神的话打开的人才可以接受他的话。
So those who are not ready, their heart is hardened, such as we.
那有一些人的心并没有打开。
They cannot see the word of God. They cannot understand the word of God.
他们以硬刚强的心就没有办法接受神的话，又看不到神的。
Do you understand during the Old Testament time?
你理不理解在旧约时代
？And God sending the many prophets to the Israel.
神遣派了很多的先知到了以色列。
They keep on speak out to his people to repent and return back to God.
不停的为他的人所讲，要让他们赎罪，并且要回到神。
They do not listen to the word of God.
但是以色列人却没有听神的这些话。
Because their heart is occupied by the world.
因为他们的心被这世界所控制。
They're occupied by the heart is hardened heart.
他们被世界属世的控制的心是一颗刚硬的心。
No matter how many times the God is warning to them and rebuke them, the word cannot move their heart.
无论神有多少次去警告去谴责他们，可是他们的心却并不能够转回来。
Because their heart is hardened.
因为他们的心是刚硬的心。
So their heart cannot be cleansed themselves to pure heart to come back to God.
所以他们的心就没有办法变成洁净的心，从而转回到神。
Since they cannot see God.
因为他们看不到神。
They only follow the word.
他们只是
follow the word.
他们就是只会跟随着世界。
End up they face the judgment of God.
所以他们就要面对神的最终的审判。
We have to truly come back to God.
就要一定要真正的回到神。
We have to seeking to understand the word of God.
我们一定要寻求并理解神的话。
And also, we go back to John chapter 14.
我们再回到约翰福音第十四章来看。
John chapter 14, verse 15.
约翰福音十四章第十五节。
John chapter 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
十五节说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Now Jesus, you mentioned, if you love me, that you will keep my commandment.
主耶稣是这样讲的，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
If you truly love our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你们真的爱主耶稣的话，
then we keep the commandment of God.
我们就会遵守神的命令。
If we keep the commandment of God.
我们如果遵守神的诫命，
he truly he himself revealed to us.
那神就会自己把向我们向他向我们显现。
Verse 21,
二十一节。
And he who has my commandments and keep them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的又必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
The one Philip said to the Lord Jesus, verse 8, said, "Lord, show us the Father."
那腓力对主耶稣说，求主将父显给我们看。
And Jesus he gave his answer as a keep the commandment of God.
那主耶稣给他的回答呢，就是要守神的命令。
If you keep the commandment of God,
如果你遵守神的命令
，then I myself to disclose to you.
那我就会向你显现。
Through the 2013, we can ask ourselves.
通过了2013年，我们可以问问我们自己。
How much we truly from our heart to keep the commandment of God?
我们在心里面究竟有多少程度的遵守了神的诫命
？Jesus here promised us.
神主耶稣给了我们应许。
If we keep the commandment of God.
如果我们遵守神的命令
，He will disclose Himself to us.
他就会向我们显现。
I hope that we can continue seeking our faith faithfully.
我希望我们大家都可以继续追求我们的信心。
So that he himself to reveal to us, to show to us.
所以主耶稣可以亲自向我们显现。
And also the last point in John chapter 14, Jesus talked to us that we don't have to be worried about in our heart because he will give us the helper, the Holy Spirit.
那最后一个重点在约翰福音十四章里面，就是主耶稣之所以还不要让我们忧愁的原因之一，就是他会给我们一样宝贵的东西，就是圣灵。
John chapter 14 from verse 16.
约翰福音第十四章十六节。
And I will ask the Father, he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. 17. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Verse 18. I will not leave you as orphaned. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will hold me no more. But you will behold me, and because I live, you shall live also. 20. In that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.This is great encouragement for us.
这是一个非常伟大的鼓励对我们来说。
Sometimes we feel our life feel to be very lonely too.
有时候我们在生命里面经常能够体会孤独。
And sometimes we seeking something the satisfactions from this world or some kind of satisfaction from our spouse.
我们有时候是从这世界或者从我们的配偶之中想寻求满足感。
And sometimes we come to the church, we want to seeking some kind of comfort from the member.
那有时候我们来教会，实际上是希望得到一些兄弟姐妹的安慰。
A certain degree we can receive from the other people too.
我们的确是从别人那儿能够得到某一种程度上的安慰。
But yet, that all these are part of the piece of this satisfaction is not cannot be enough to satisfy our heart.
但是所有的这些满足和安慰却并不能够真正的满足我们的心。
Jesus knows that our heart need his the helper in our heart.
主耶稣知道人的心是需要有一个保惠师。
But this time he physically he depart from his disciple. He will depart from his disciple.
那这个时候呢，主耶稣他的肉身是从他的门徒里面离开了。
But yet he give a message to them. I will not leave you as orphan, but I will come back to you.
但是他却给门徒留下了信心，我不会撇下你们为孤儿，我必再到你们这里。
The spirit of the truth will come back to you in your heart.
真理和灵一定会再回来，来到你的心里面。
So encourage you and edify you.
所以就给我们鼓励，并且让我们得到好处。
Lead our life.
带着我们的生活。
Why the True Jesus Church is so blessed?
为什么我们真耶稣教会是这么蒙福的呢
？Yes, we have a truth.
因为我们有真理。
But at the same time, we have the Holy Spirit.
但是同时我们也有圣灵。
And the Spirit of God, we receive the Spirit of God.
我们得到了神的灵。
The Spirit of God encourages our heart.
神的灵鼓励我们的心。
This satisfaction is more than anything else from this world.
这样的满足是比属世的一切的满足都更好的。
So the verse, John chapter 14, verse 27, and Jesus said, "Peace I live with you."
所以约翰福音第十四章二十七节说，我留下平安给你们。
While we continue to pray to God.
我们要继续的向神祷
告。Because we want to receive this peace from above.
因为我们希望从上面得到这样的平安。
Where our strength of our faith come from the true peace.
我们信心的力量就是从真正的平安里面
得到。Maybe sometimes the people against us, maybe.
也许有时候有人跟我们作对啊。
Sometimes the people treat us unfairly.
也许有人对很不公平的对待我们。
But we cannot receive the whole satisfaction from our spouse and from our children, our parents, maybe.
但是我们就没有办法从我们的父母或者子女或者是配偶里面得到满足。
Maybe because out there are a lot of trouble in our life.
也许我们生活里面有很多很多的困难。
But yet.The Spirit of God within us.
但是神的灵是跟我们在一起。
Every time we kneel down, we pray to God.
我们每一次跪下向神祷告的时候。
We know the Helper, the Spirit of God within our heart.
我们都知道神的灵那个保惠师在我们心里。
We know that He supplies us true comfort and true encouragement.
我们知道这保惠师为我们提供真正的安慰和真正的鼓舞。
So that we can be satisfied.
所以我们才从这得到真正的。
Our heart can get close to the Spirit of God.
我们的心能够与神的灵更接近。
That we know that we never be alone.
我们就知道我们永远不会是孤独的。
God is always be with us.
神永远会跟我们在一起。
So Jesus here, the verse 27, chapter 14, 27, says, "Peace I leave with you."
主耶稣在这里面，约翰福音十四章二十七节里面就说：“我留下平安给你们。”
My peace I give it to you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
Not as the world.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
And do I give it to you? I hope we can believe this word.
我希望我们都可以相信这个话。
I hope you and I we can experience this peace they receive from the Lord Jesus Christ.
希望我们都可以体验到神所降他自己的平安。
So we never be discouraged.
所以我们永远不会胆怯。
We will never be failed.
我们永远不会失败。
Because he leave us his peace in our heart.
因为神把他的平安放到了我们的心。
So we can overcome anything that challenge in our faith.
所以我们在我们的信心里面一切的挑战都可以成功，都可以胜利。
Now Jesus here encourages chapter 16, John chapter 16, verse 33.
我们来看约翰福音第十六章第三十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 33.
约翰福音第十六章三十三节。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have a peace. In the world, you have a tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
约翰福音第十六章三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有了苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Jesus said, "I have overcome the world."
主耶稣说，我已经胜了世界。
We can also overcome the world.
我们也可以胜过这世界。
Because his peace within us.
因为我们心里面是得平安的。
God be with us.
神会跟我们在一起。
His peace lead our heart.
这平安会带领着我们的心。
If you have a trouble in your life.
如果生命里面有苦难。
Bring to the Lord and pray to God.
把它带到主耶稣面前，向神来祷告。
His peace rule over us then.
神的平安是可以带着我们所有的人。
We never be failed in the overcome.Journey to the kingdom of God.
在我们通往进去往天国的路上，就永远不会失败。
I hope that today you all the worries in your heart to remove out of your heart.
希望今天的话能够达到每个人的心里面。
Rejoice always with him.
喜乐也总是在与神同在。
Let's sing in 514.
我们来唱诗514首。我们都是信主耶稣基督的。
And somebody asked us why? What is the benefit?
有人问我说，那有什么好处呢？
And because we can have a peace in our heart.
因为我们可以得平安在心里面。
But if we do not have a peace within our heart.
如果我们心里没有平安的话，
then we have to ask ourselves what is the problem with us.
我们就要问问自己，到底出了什么问题呢？
Because my faith is not enough.
是不是我的信心不够呢？
That we don't have this faith is not a confidence enough. Maybe we don't have enough the hope that in the eternity in the kingdom of God.
如果我们没有足够的信心的话，也许是因为我们对永恒的天国的盼望不够吧。
Maybe second reason because we haven't seen him.
第二个原因就是也许我们没有看到他。
Maybe problem is our heart is not as pure enough.
也许是我们的心灵不够洁净，所以我们看不到他。
Maybe the not true love not in our heart.
也许我们心里面没有真正的爱，所以才看不到他。
Maybe we don't keep the commandment of God faithfully. Maybe.
也许我们没有非常坚守神的诫命。
That we have to cleanse all this filthy and unfaithful heart to remove from us.
所以我们就要把这些肮脏污秽的东西从我们心里面都洗净。
Before we finish the 2013,
在我们2013年结束之前呢，
we can cleanse ourselves, we can see him.
让我们都来洁净自己，以使可以看到他。
Restore this joy in our heart.
可以恢复我们心里面的喜乐。
We can receive this supply of his peace in our heart.
我们可以得到神给我们心里所提供的平安。
Maybe because we do not pray enough, the Spirit of God, we do not recognize the Spirit of God within us truly.
也许是因为我们祷告不够，所以我们没有充分的意识到神的灵在我们心里。
The hope because Spirit of God constantly encourage us.
愿神的灵可以不停的鼓励我们。
Within our true prayer.
在我们真正的祷告里面。
So we can be encouraged and continually.
所以我们可以不停地受神的鼓舞。
So we never our heart to be troubled.
让我们的心不要经历苦难。
Always supply, he received his supply of his peace.
总是能够得到神给我们所提供的平安。
God continue to guide us, each of you and all the members in Chicago.
也愿神继续地带领着我们每一个人和我们芝加哥教会。
I hope that this time of this Thanksgiving week we canThink about us. How much we receive the blessing from God?
我们希望通过感恩节的即将来临，也可以思考一下神到底给了我们多少的恩惠。
At the same time, we can examine ourselves.
在同时，我们也可以自我省察。
So continually draw near to Him.
所以继续的离神越来越近。
We can receive His true peace in our heart.
可以得到神的平安在心里。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
让我们都来跪下祷告。
Continue to pray for those who need our prayer.
也继续为那些需要祷告的人祷告。
Sister Ruler and the Sister Agnes, continue please remember in your prayer.
Ruler 和 Agnes 姐妹，请我们继续为他们代祷。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
跪下祷告。